Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
I am with Miss Clara. As I say, sometimes, hello, Clara. You don't like that, do you?
No, I don't like that at all.
A little bit like Clarice, if you know where that one's coming from, but we won't do that anymore. Mm. Hey, executive assistants. What does it mean to have an amazing executive assistant? I have one. It's her. Clara, how long have you worked here?
Almost 6 years.
6 years. And it's categorized a lot of different ways. People talk about executive assistants, personal assistants. You hear it said in many different ways. But I really think executive assistant is appropriate. Would you agree?
I think it's appropriate, yeah. But I'm more like your personal executive assistant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've kind of talked about the roles that I have that help leverage my time, and that is a personal executive assistant.
Right.
We've got a project manager, strategic executive assistant, and then a brand manager, which are really three unique skill sets, right?
Correct.
They're even different. Do you want to do the brand manager role?
No, I could never do that role.
Not that one. And I don't think Tino wants to do your role either. No. So it runs into different things. Talk a little bit about what you do and why you see it as important to someone in your role at helping support someone like me. Why is it, what are you doing, why is it important?
Oh, I think JW, I'm here to make you successful. You know, I take a lot of tasks off you so that you can do the things that you do best. You know, so for example, I handle your emails. You wake up today, you find 100 emails in your inbox. You don't have to go through every single one of them. I come in before you, filter all your emails, maybe send the really important ones to you for you to handle so that you don't have to handle everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody realizes that somewhere between, I don't know, 30 and 50% of the emails I get, I can just delete quickly. Probably 10 or 15, 20%, I get emails I shouldn't be getting. They really, somebody copied me, and I'm like, I don't know why they copied me, I just delete that. And then there's a much smaller, you're right, I mean, I probably do get 100 during the course of, really more than that during the day, but in the course of hours or evenings, I may get 100. Probably 8 to 10 of them are actionable. The rest need to be done something with, but you still have to look at those. But what else do you do in that role?
I schedule all your meetings.
Yep.
I make sure you are attending your meetings, and for the meetings that you don't have to, I may just coordinate those meetings, take notes, and then give you a rundown on what the meeting was about, you know. So I'm just trying to make sure you're doing what you love to do, you know, the visionary side of the business.
Hang out on the beach.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I can't stand the sun that much. But no, it's true. We all realize that we have a limited, finite amount of time. All of us do. Not only during our day, but here on Earth, et cetera. So how do we use that? How do we leverage that? And as she pointed out, we all have unique abilities. And my abilities are different than another executive and are different than what Clara has. And I once read, Craig Rochelle actually said, if you can find somebody to do the work you're doing at 80% as good as you could do it, let them do it. Now, a lot of really, you know, micromanaging types would say, no, I gotta do it all. But what you'll find is you just don't have time to do it. Now those really important things that you need to do get pushed off. I'll use this week as an example. I've been here, my trip is about over 2 weeks long, right? It's about 16 days. I've visited in 4 different countries. There was cars and hotels and meetings at every one of them,
yep.
As well as here when I'm in Harare, there's meetings every day, there's mm-hmm. dinners, meeting with many times presidents or whatever it might be, and you have to schedule and leverage those times so that you're most productive with your time, and Clara does all that. And even just to change a meeting sometimes, like, whoa, I'm not going to make that 3 p.m. meeting today. I can send her a message and say, I can't make it at 3. And I don't even have to say when I need to do it. She will find another slot that she knows is open. Talk a little bit about blocking schedules, though, because that's something we didn't do so well, but we're doing better now. Talk about the times that, how you block and leave me open for being the visionary.
Yeah, so I know you can't work 24/7. You need time to refresh. You need time to think, even time to write, because I know you want to write some books and you want to concentrate on other things. So I feel like for you to be having meetings every single day is not productive for you. So what I do is I look at your calendar, and we have block days that we set aside. Maybe in a month we'll block out 1 week where you're not having any meetings at all.
Can you make that 4 weeks? No meetings?
Yeah, and I think it's actually quarterly, right?
Yeah, I do it one week a quarter where I have no meetings for the week. But even during the week, we only allow meetings on, I believe it's Mondays and Thursdays. That's meeting days. And those days can get long, but you can pack them all in because you do need time to think, to write, to think about new projects and spend some time on. So, yeah, and that's the thing you can do. So I would just say, look, how valuable is your time? How can you find ways to leverage your time? And how can you find ways to leverage people like Clara? Now, she doesn't speak very good English. I apologize for that. It's just absolutely horrible. Now, that's the beauty of here, right? That's why we love Zimbabwe, because you speak the Queen's, or some people say the King's, and so she's able to fill in, handle all the client-facing stuff we do as well. Well, Clara, thank you.
Thank you, JW. It's been an honor.
She really believes that every day. Sometimes I'm thinking she's making that up. She tells me that all the time. Like, I'm honored to work with you. I'm thinking, I don't know why, because I WhatsApp you at all hours and weekends and Sundays and Saturdays, and she answers them all. So thank you. If you really want to get back some of your time, figure out how you can leverage a really quality executive assistant and you'll get that time back.